Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is not our bid to take over the world, but we're here to portray things as they are, as we see them, and then perhaps have some degree of influence. We're not trying to be influencers, although I bet the three ladies get the same mail that I do, addressed to influencer at whatever your address is. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen. Jennifer, do you get mail addressed to you as an influencer?
No, and now I'm kind of insulted.
Really? Oh. Huh.
No.
Victoria, do you get any?
I don't think I have. Nope.
How come they send it to me? What about you, Jay? Are you an influencer?
I think you're getting spam, but...
No, I'm not on it.
No, it's not.
Media.
Yeah.
It's my job. I'm not going to do it in my spare time, too.
Yeah, ooh. There's somebody who loves their job. I'm putting the
I'm putting
down
all of my eggs in the work
basket. Yeah, that's it. All right, so here we are at the helm on Thursday, the 24th of February. The news media is overplaying its part, but that's pretty much the way that it is. Breaking news, and then there's nothing new, really, to what had happened all day long. But last night the networks went wall to wall with what was going on or wasn't going on or what had been going on. At least the way that's what I interpreted. And interrupting my favorite programs.
Yeah, with war coverage.
Yeah, we have just let ourselves get out of control to the point where everything is the end of the world. It's crying wolf. Okay, so there's a problem over there. And Putin is a jackass. And he's dangerous. And instead of all of this stuff, we just using practical tools that we have, instead of just knocking him off, because he's the only one who wants to do this. Everybody that's around him, they're all cowards. They wouldn't do it without him. And so
I don't even know who is around. Like, who is? Does he have a second in command? I don't know.
It doesn't look like
it. Is it like whack-a-mole? If you get rid of him, another one's going to pop up that's the same? I don't know.
That's in North Korea that happens, but unless they run out of family members. I don't know. I see this. People are talking about it. The fear is created.
The reason you're getting more now is because he made the move. I mean, we've been saying for weeks, invasion, invasion, invasion. You know, even this week, a few days ago, when Biden came out, he said that Russia's made the decision to invade Ukraine. And then I think people were like, okay, well, we haven't seen that yet. I don't know. I think it's notable because it finally happened. But I think what is going to be next is the question. I mean, he's got some options. He takes over the areas in which he's doing these, quote, military drills, which is just a bunch of nonsense. Mm-hmm. He can take over the entire country of Ukraine, which is possible because he doesn't recognize them as a sovereign nation. He thinks
who the hell is he? He's one person.
Well,
that's control.
He's creating new borders. what World Wars is. You know, that's how they begin.
There's a faction, like, I don't know, Tucker Carlson is one, who said, we shouldn't even care. Who cares about all this? Well, we care because all of the work that was done during the Cold War by Reagan and by Gorbachev, I mean, this guy has no intention. He wants to bring back the USSR, and here's the thing. The guy, what is he, 70-something years old? He's getting older, so he feels like he's got to be, I mean, he's got all the time in the world to be the leader of Russia, but he probably realizes he doesn't have all the time in the world on the planet, and so he's going to be really aggressive, and he's going to be aggressive because he made a deal with Xi when it comes to finances and stuff, so he's going to be...
You're right about that. Yep.
Yeah, he's going to try to get his banking and stuff done through China instead of having to deal with the rest of the world, and so he feels emboldened, and he's going to either take over these little pockets that have already had separatists and rebel forces in it for Ukraine. He could march all the way up to the river, which runs right outside of Kyiv, and he could do that. Or the third option
Kyiv.
Is...
What's
just,
Kyiv? When did they change it from Kiev to Kyiv?
Kiev is the Russian pronunciation. and Kyiv is.
So why do we have to give? Why that's another thing. Last night I was listening to these news people. They're all calling it Kyiv. It's not Kyiv.
Because well, it is in Ukraine.
Right. No, in Ukraine, it's Kyiv.
It's Kyiv.
Like Jen just said, in Russia, it's Kyiv.
So what happened to Kiev? It was Kiev when I was there.
It's just a different pronunciation. It's the same word, but it's a different pronunciation. And if you are a Russian sympathizer, Doug, then you would say Kiev. Sorry. Ouch.
Oh, thank you. That's me, Doug Steffen, Russian sympathizer.
I know you want to go weekend horseback riding with Vlad. I know.
Bare back, bare butted, bare whatever. All right, so the president is reversing last year's decision to waive sanctions on that Nord 2 pipeline, Nord Stream. It's a German thing. Right, that's the big pipeline, the Russian to Germany pipeline.
Terrible idea to begin with.
What, to build it?
To let them have it.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Putin built it. I mean, that's he paid for it. It's not like we bought, you know. He paid for it, or the Russian people paid for it? Well,
he paid for it.
However, it's $11 billion, and it's Russian money, so who knows? Mm-hmm.
Right. Which is borrowed from China. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who would have thunk it? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got that going on.
Now,
then,
I guess, because this all happened at, like, you know, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, I guess there are going to be more. Biden's going to speak again today. There's going to be more announcements of sanctions.
Why is it left to just to Biden? Why don't the Europeans that are in NATO?
They're all doing
that.
They're all doing it in their respective countries. Yeah. He's just, you know.
I mean, probably the most backbone action so far is old Olaf saying that he's going to cancel the Nord Stream. I think what's frustrating, and I know you guys are going on to Trump, but what's frustrating is that under President Trump, these... One of the things that he did, or not him, but his administration, however long it is, is that he negotiated away from, he gave Germany the ability to negotiate away from Iran for their oil. And that's why he had stood against allowing Russia to open up this Nord Stream pipeline, because he knew that the control of really everything comes from Russia having control of gas. Everybody's relying on him for gas. And all of that gas, by the way, goes through Ukraine. And so now that we kind of like screwed it up a little bit, and, you know, for whatever reason, I don't know what, and for the reason that we can't provide additional energy because we don't want to drill in this country, it's just very poorly timed. And I think there's going to be probably a turnaround, maybe even before the election, where Biden's going to say, you know what, maybe we do need to open up this Keystone pipeline. Maybe we do need to provide some of the leases to make sure that the United States is the one that's providing energy.
Let me ask you about that. Off the shore of California, I thought that Biden approved all those, not Biden, I'm sorry, when Obama was president, he approved all that, and then the construction was underway for more of those drilling platforms off the coast of California. Did that stop? Did I miss that? Was I absent that day?
There's some drilling off of the coast, yeah. I don't think you can do any new drilling, but I think in the places
existing
that are already
licenses,
there.
I think, are allowed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's still happening.
All right. Okay.
There's just a lot of regulation, so I think it's dying down, essentially, because most people can't afford to keep up with them.
Looks like the loser cruiser has lifted his hold on the State Department's nominees after they pulled a plug on the pipeline. He has been, I guess this has been going on for a long time. Did it happen? Was the opposition to these nominees in concert with Russia becoming more active? Because this has been going on for months. That is, Putin's been challenging, or he's been threatening for months. So was that at the same time Cruz says, okay, we're holding all of these people up? I'm not sure about the timing. That's why I asked the...
You know, everything with Ted Cruz is always sort of like timed conveniently. I don't know. I don't know how long he's been at this, but now he declares that he's going to be willing to look at State Department nominees now.
Yeah, he's been wanting him to sanction the pipeline, which was clearly the move. But now that he did it, he's been praising Biden for doing it. So,
good. Okay. So let's get along. There's a 15-year-old boy who last November shot up the Detroit High School, remember?
Ethan Crumbly,
So
he's a real sicko, by the way.
He was being evaluated, right? The last time I looked in on that story.
Apparently he likes killing birds and dreaming about rape, and he idolizes Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
Lovely.
All right. So what do you do with somebody like this? Apparently, he wants
his parents are just as much of a problem. Remember, this is these are the idiot parents who bought him a gun. They knew he was disturbed. Gave him a gun.
Yeah, had his parent teacher conference that day.
Yeah, just hours before he shot up the school. Yeah.
He's getting fan mail from people, high school kids who think he's cool. And
don't forget, they put Yokar Zurnayev, who blew up the Boston Marathon, or at least assisted his
brother. Yeah, he was good-looking, so the girls loved him.
Remember, he was on the cover of Rolling Stone, and then, I mean, this has happened forever. Richard Ramirez used to have, like, people
Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy, Richard Ramirez.
Sickos.
Yep. The Menendez brothers, if you remember them, oh my gosh.
Well, he's been in an adult
crazy.
In an adult jail since November, and his family wants to move him to some place that would be more in concert with his age.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
He doesn't have, and they were, the argument was that he doesn't have thoughts of someone his age, so he shouldn't be there.
Yeah, I don't know. He's got a deep, deep-seated problem. His parents should be held accountable. They were never arrested, were they?
Oh, sure they are. They're yes, they are.
Are they in jail, too?
I don't know if they're in jail. But I think
they were on the run for a while. Remember, they disappeared, and then they had their lawyer negotiated their surrender. And I mean, this whole family is so messed up.
The lawyer says, well, he never had any prior criminal disciplinary school problems, so how can he be in a veteran jail in a children's facility? With dependents,
being in jail will not make it better for him because he's, I guess, in solitary. It's not going to make it better for him, but it's time to stop worrying about that idiot. And, you know, is it going to be better for people in a juvenile facility to have to deal with that psycho? No way.
Nope.
Sorry. So, unfortunately,
he should be in a padded room. That's where
he's he's going to have to go through a little discomfort because, I don't know, he killed people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I guess we're all in agreement on that one. 17 after the hour on the DJV program. If you are not getting a good night's rest, if you have a problem when you go to sleep, getting to sleep, and then you're restless because the mattress doesn't feel comfortable, it's lumpy, it's bumpy, time for you to change the mattress. Matter of fact, now is the time to get a complete sleep system at the hands of the folks that put all of this together all the time. MyPillow.com is the website. That's where you go for the catalog. That's where you look up the sleep system, which now you can take 30% off the retail by using the DJV code. The mattress and then the pillows you get as part of the deal and the sheets that you get as part of the deal. It's the mattress is as a quilted cover. It's foamy. It's really it's very cool. So check it out. Go to MyPillow.com and when you buy it, use the discount code DJV. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't compromise your visibility with streaks or smearing on your windows. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts. The professional parts people are going to help you navigate their wide selection. Find just the right wiper blade for your vehicle. O'Reilly Auto Parts will even install your wiper blades free. See better and drive safer with the new wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, team, it's a full house. We got to pick up the pace.
At Hank's Restaurant, the line goes around the block.
This for 12? Okay, I need the truffle oil twist.
What he needs is another line cook.
Oh, man. Are the quail breasts still in the sous vide? Dave, can you keep an eye on that, please?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. It's a DJV program with Jay stepping up to the plate and taking a swing at some of the things that are kind of gossipy on social media. I wish they'd just leave Bob Saget alone, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Plus, Brittany is cooking, so we'll get to both of those in a moment.
That dinner was delicious. What's next?
I'm thinking just the check.
Do you frequently have gas, bloating, diarrhea, stomach pain, or loose oily stools after eating? One or more of these symptoms could be a sign of exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, and it may be time to talk to your doctor.
If you have EPI, Creon may be right for you. Creon, pancrelipase, is an oral prescription medication that treats EPI. Creon replaces enzymes you may be missing to help you break down food properly.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Do not chew capsules or contents, as this may cause mouth irritation. Tell your doctor if you have unusual or severe stomach pain, bloating, trouble passing stool, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, worsening of painful swollen joints, or allergic reactions. Other side effects may include changes in blood sugars, gas, dizziness, or sore throat and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Talk to your doctor about Creon, the number one prescribed EPI treatment, and visit GoCreon.com. That's GoCreon.com. Or call 1-800-633-9110.
All right, so there are new details on the death of Bob Saget or his final hours. I thought the wife said, why don't you leave us alone, kind of. But the TMZs of the world don't seem... I even know his room number. He was at room 962 at the Ritz-Carlton in Orlando. Why do we need to know that?
Well, whoever wants to stay in that room.
Yeah, nobody.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
That is strange that they're giving every detail they can find.
Right.
But I thought the judge approved of the family's request to keep the rest of this stuff private.
All the hotel employees are talking.
I think it was a question of the medical records specifically.
Yeah, maybe, because all the hotel employees are talking about he was cracking jokes and waving to people in the lobby. He was doing selfies and, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's the, and then that's the, you know, following up on the headline. That's the detail. Those are the details. The final hours before his death.
Okay. Well, with the severe head trauma that he actually died from, they're figuring out the bigger picture that he actually passed out and fell on the marble floor in the bathroom, and then at some point in the early hours woke up, made his way to the bed, and...
Oh, it was the bathroom? That's what they've said now?
That's the latest that they've been saying.
Oh, okay. Because that was what our guess was that it was probably a marble bathroom. And, you know, I hate marble floors because they're so slippery.
Well, they're dangerous. I'm surprised the hotels even put them in. They must be sued all the time.
Especially in a bathroom. Like, if they get wet, it's hard to stay standing.
All right. So let's see here. Brittany is moving. Is that what's happening?
Yeah, she's told everybody on social media. We've seen her dancing in her living room, but she's giving us kind of a glimpse inside her home that she is going to be selling. She was there for about 7 years inside the 13-year conservatorship. There's probably a lot of bad memories there. She just wants to start clean. Yeah. Who can blame her?
She needs a new dance floor.
Yeah. Well, apparently she said that. Go ahead.
She was showing the view. That was pretty interesting. That looked like it goes all the way down to the ocean in the distance. I mean, it's a beautiful property.
Yeah, 20 acres. Nice area up there. 20
acres. She was in Thousand Oaks.
She is.
No, she's, yeah, kind of the Calabasas Thousand Oaks. Yeah, if you're on the other side of the freeway, it does. Yep.
Goes to the water?
Well, if you're on the Canaan or the Topanga Canyon side, yeah.
Really?
It's the water.
I didn't know that. All right, checking it out here, 28 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. The Mini Recharge Project converts classic minis to electric drive, combining traditional values with future-oriented technology. A classic mini electric was built in 2018 and presented at the New York Auto Show. The reactions were so positive that a dedicated team from Mini got to work and developed the plan to offer conversions to classic Mini owners, the Mini Recharge Project. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry! Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Sanctions and diplomacy have failed. War has begun in Ukraine as Russia has launched a full-scale invasion. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirmed that military installations around the country were under attack, and he declared martial law. He advised his citizens to stay calm and stay at home. The army is doing its work, he urged Ukrainians. United States, United Nations Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield at a special session Wednesday night.
This is a perilous moment, and we are here for one reason and one reason only, to ask Russia to stop. Return to your borders. Send your troops and your tanks and your planes back to their barracks and hangars.
President Biden condemned Russia's unprovoked and unjustified attack by Russian military forces in a statement last night. Biden said the U.S. and allies are planning on Thursday to trigger the full scale of the sanctions that have been discussed over the last several weeks. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Russian troops launched their anticipated attack on Ukraine on Thursday as President Vladimir Putin shunned international condemnation and sanctions, warning other countries that any attempt to interfere would lead to consequences you have never seen. The Ukrainian United Nations ambassador.
It's too late, my dear colleagues, to speak about de-escalation. Too late. The Russian president declared the war on the record. Should I play the video of your president? Ambassador, shall I do that right now, or you can confirm it? Do not interrupt me, please. Thank you.
Then don't ask me questions when you are speaking. Proceed with your statement.
Anyway, you declared the war. It is the responsibility of this body to stop the war. So I call on every one of you to do everything possible to stop the war. Relinquish your duties as a chair. Call Putin, call Lavrov to stop aggression. And I welcome the decision of some members of this council to meet as soon as possible to consider the necessary decision that would condemn the aggression that you launch on my people. There is no purgatory for war criminals. They go straight to hell. Ambassador.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are back in the fold at 34 after the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer and Victoria and J-er. Maybe I can get two syllables out of one. Yeah, J-er. All right. Or Jessica. Or Jessica, right? And that's your real name.
Isn't
it
Jessica? It is.
Okay. Jessica. Or as some people
hear Jess,
in the
or Jesse. I answer by them Jessie. All.
Really? Okay. I don't know. I think J works well, with Jennifer. Jennifer and Jay, the two Jays on the JV program. So let's have a little sports information here. The lockout, the Major League Baseball lockout, and the people who are most affected by this. So maybe we need a little backgrounder here. Victoria, you're probably up on this. Max Scherzer.
Oh, this is all Jen. I'm not a baseball fan.
Yeah, he's okay. Losing like $235,000 every single day that they don't play. Imagine that.
So what's causing? Yeah, that's crazy. What's causing the delay? Because I keep seeing headlines that if they don't get it resolved by Monday, then it's going to be a short season.
What's the issue?
Yeah, it's the owners and the players. and they're locked out. Spring training's already been delayed if it's not figured out. I know there's a lot of different issues at play, and I'm not up on all of them, but I know one of the biggest ones is that the players want to have free agency allowed earlier in a person's career, because what happens is that you have to be of a certain age or ilk or whatever. You have to be playing enough to get to free agency. When you're at free agency, that's when all the really big money comes in, and a lot of the players say that sometimes they're already aged out by the time that they can take advantage of free agency, and they miss out on some of the best moments of their career. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the biggest sticking points. I'm sure there are others, but they're going back and forth about that. I hope there's a season. I need something. We need some distraction.
Normally the pitchers and the catchers report the third week of February, and then the regular players are in this next week, and then start after spring training games start the week after that.
I think the first week of spring training would have been next week, I want to say.
Yeah, the pitchers and catchers are supposed to be in there now. Yeah, right, they get the early training. So this is big enough to slow down all of what's going on in Major League Baseball?
Shut it down.
Really?
They're on strike.
All right.
And as part of that, the teams can't negotiate and stuff. For instance, the Dodgers, and I'm sure other teams have this as well, there's like five or six different people who are free agents, and they haven't been able to even do any deals because everybody's locked out. So,
really? All right. So other sports news, I suppose this is sports related. Tom Brady, we find out why he wanted to retire, because he's got a movie career ahead of him. And this new movie that he's in, he's producing it, right? Did I read that correctly?
Yes, that is correct.
Got all these big name A-listers and what's the story? What is it? Is
I think
story
it sounds really cute. It's called 80 for Brady, and it stars Lily Tomlin, Jane Fonda, Rita Moreno, and Sally Field. And it's like a buddy comedy. So there are four huge Tom Brady fans in the movie, and they're traveling across the country to go see him play in the 2017 Super Bowl. He's their favorite quarterback, and it's kind of like a buddy road trip comedy with four Hollywood legends. I'm so excited to see this. It sounds so cute.
Or is this his?
And actually, he's in it. He's in it.
Yeah, but it's I don't know. Is that why he's out of football, or is this just him? They could have done this off season anyway.
Yeah, and he's done tons of commercials and stuff. I actually feel like he's gotten a lot better in his commercials. I don't know if you guys have noticed that he's been doing more acting.
Stiff.
He's not as stiff. He's a lot better. Like, he's not Peyton Manning comedy level yet, but he's getting there. It's better.
Okay, so here's another item that may be of general interest. I've been very interested because I like Al Michaels to see where he's going to go. I'm not a football fan. But I am, and I'm not even a sports fan, but I love good broadcasters. And Al Michaels is as good as it gets, as good as they get. So he's negotiating with Amazon. Can you imagine this? Talk about Amazon taking over the world. Amazon has already offered him $11 million to do Thursday night football on Amazon streaming or whatever they call it. What do they call it? Is it Amazon streaming?
Prime Video.
Prime.
Yeah.
Prime Video. Okay.
Twitter used to have the Thursday night games. I don't know if they still do. But good for him. I love that. I love Al Michaels. I think that's wonderful.
Well, there's also, Fox is after him. Mm-hmm. ESPN is after. So ABC would be ESPN. Fox is Fox. He was on NBC. I don't know what their deal is at the moment. But he said when he was interviewed by Bob Costas that he had four offers, and he couldn't talk about them until the Super Bowl game was over. Now he's talking about them. And also, what might change in NFL broadcasting is Troy Aikman, who is on Fox, is in negotiations to leave there and go someplace else. Well, my bet is that these guys are trying to, whoever these guys are, Amazon probably, or maybe NBC, is trying to put these two guys together. Apparently, I didn't, I don't follow this, but Aikman supposed to be very popular and very good. And they're offering him as much money. So this is what's going to have to change. Because Tony Romo got $17.5 million for his CBS contract. So that means Aikman's going to have to get that kind of dough, which also means Michaels will get more than the two of them. So he's going to jump from being offered $11 million. They're going to have to pay him like $19 or something. And just to do one game a week for a 13-week season, that's $1 million a game plus.
Nice work if you can get it.
Yeah, it is. And just, again, shows you, I think Aikman's been with Jack, with Joe, I say Jack Buck. Jack Buck was my contemporary. His son is Joe Buck. They've been together for quite a while. So I wonder what's happening. He seems to be left in the dust. I don't know how good he is anyway. He's everywhere. A lot of it at the beginning was because of his father's reputation, but I think he's done a fairly good job.
I see him a lot. I think he holds his own. I don't think you're going to talk about him. He's not exciting. He's kind of bland. Mm-hmm. He's not bad, but he's not like
how
I don't
does
know,
Elway,
kind of there.
How does Elway figure into all of this? Wasn't he doing
John Elway? He was an owner of the Broncos.
Not Elway.
Still?
I mean, what's his face? Who's on the football player from? No, what's he was? He did the not Elway.
Are you talking about John Madden?
Madden's dead. Yeah, but the guy who worked, he played for Cincinnati. I remember him when I was in Cincinnati.
Collins, right?
That's Collinsworth, but. The other guy who was on the air with him and did play-by-play with him for a long time does mornings in New York on the...
You're talking about Joe Buck, are you?
No, I just was mentioning Joe Buck. No.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody's going to send me an email. You dummy, this is the guy. The pregame show with Ruha, Daniela Ruha, who's on NCIS Los Angeles. It was the commercial show.
What is connecting all this for him? Oh, it's NCIS. Okay. Yeah. It's another CBS show. That's how it's
Did
connected.
Did you like the new Law and Order? Did you watch it?
It's on tonight, and I won't be watching
tonight.
It because
so
it
I saw something
be on
the in
plane.
The newspaper that said it delivered, and so I thought it was on last night. Okay.
No, but preview. Yeah, no, it's going to be all right. It'll be great. They'll do. If everybody, according to Victoria, you got to be 60 or older to watch it.
For sure.
That still means it'll do well. The old timers are who's watching TV.
You gotta give
and not
the boomers
streaming.
Something to watch.
That's it.
Since boomers apparently love Dick Wolf, you can just keep throwing one after another at
keep
you guys.
Keep it going. Yep. Florida in the news. Checking a couple of things out. The state of Florida is going to require students to. This is good. To
There's
take
a good and a bad Florida story today.
Well, the good story, I think.
Yeah,
is the story of making students take financial literacy courses.
I think this
courses.
Is great.
Yeah,
I think this is such a good idea. Having to, I mean, basic things like the basics of credit and budgeting,
basic
savings
stuff.
And investing.
Checking accounts.
And they're, and they're thinking of having this be a requirement to graduate high school, which I didn't go to a public high school, so I don't even know if home ec is a thing, but I'm sure they can make room for I'm sure there are plenty of things that they can eliminate that kids don't need, and financial savvy is something that everyone needs, because everybody graduates high school, they go to college, and the first thing they do is get a credit card and max it out immediately. That's literally what I did. It's what all of my friends did, and that's how you start down the path of credit card debt.
Mm-hmm.
And to have people I have my friends, my younger cousins and their friends, they're just completely clueless. They don't even. You'd laugh at me, Doug, about depositing my checks into my app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, other kids don't even know what a check looks like. So.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of financial learning that the next generation definitely needs.
Well, this is good. It ought to be universal across the board, across the country. There is so much that's being left out. Kids don't know how to write anymore. I mean, literally, they don't know how to write. They don't know how to put a sentence together with a
public
subject.
Public school doesn't teach cursive, I don't think, anymore.
They don't teach writing anymore. No more cursive.
Cursive is beautiful. Can we please bring it back?
Let's
do calligraphy.
All right. So can we take this pledge, Jay? Can you pledge right now, right here at 44 past the hour on the Thursday DJV program that you will teach Mac cursive? Would you pledge
Absolutely.
To hold
we
up your right hand?
We have a chalkboard in our kitchen, and everything I write on it is already cursive. Kids already exposed to cursive. He's going to know cursive.
I think it's funny. I mean, funny and sad. And this actually happened. My friend has a stepson who was, 8 or 9. This was a year or two ago, and she left him a note, and when he couldn't read it, and he said to her, he's like, I don't even know what this says. He's like, I don't know what this is. What language is this? And she's like, it's cursive.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't know what. I can't read that. I don't know what any.
Do you remember last year? The 19-year-old who takes care of the animals on the farm, I left him a note with his check, And he came to me and said, I don't know what this says. What is it? What did you write? What are you telling me in this note?
Wow.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I have a cousin in her late 20s. I helped with her wedding program a few years ago, and she wanted the look of cursive. I had to find a font. Mm-hmm. She wanted the look of cursive, but not actually being cursive. Wow. Otherwise, the bride wouldn't have been able to read her own wedding program.
Sorry. I'm sorry. Okay, so if you're in your late 20s, good that's God. Pathetic. I don't understand that.
That's how long that cursive has been out of schools.
That's okay. Wild.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Also going on in Florida, there's a brand new airplane that Boeing is testing. It had its first flight last week in just outside the plant, because obviously when you make a plane, in order to get it off, get it away from the plane, you've got to fly it to wherever it's supposed to go. The 777X is what it's called, the longest airliner ever built by Boeing, and it's now in Fort Myers being tested there. There is a lot of excitement about it. A lot of people, you know.
What is special about this?
It's big and expensive. Okay. It's long. They stretched it. The 777-200 carried 229 passengers. The 777-300 carried 298 passengers. And this is the stretched out, so it carries 330 passengers. There you go. 47 after the hour.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
My leg was painful, red, and swollen just doing the crossword puzzle. I could have put off telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
He told his doctor and found out his leg pain, swelling, and redness are deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to the lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. If you have one or more of these symptoms, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Now, listen to Leonard's results.
So when I went to my doctor, I was telling him about your product, Andro 400, and he said that it was okay for me to take it. So I started taking it. I just came back from the doctor yesterday. I'm down to 190 from 236, and he told me to continue to do what I'm doing.
Outstanding, Leonard. Losing 46 pounds. Guys, if achieving results like losing belly fat, gaining energy, and improving testosterone levels are what you're looking for, then get Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Three after the hour now as we move, we chug into Tech Talk time. Victoria Keelan is here with a couple of goodies. A question begins our exploration here today. Did your employer load tattleware or bossware onto your computer? I'm your boss. I didn't do that, though. I might. I was thinking about doing it, but I haven't done it yet.
Right.
All right,
yeah,
so.
But this is happening a lot. And so, as we know, millions of people switched to remote work during the COVID pandemic. Some employers searched for ways to monitor their employees' activities and productivity while they were working from home. So this is where tattleware or bossware, common nicknames for surveillance software that employers can install on company devices to keep tabs on workers' digital activities and even make recordings of them at home. This is pretty dicey here. So this kind of tracking software, it's not new, but it has seen, but the companies that make this type of software saw like in the hundreds of percentages of turnover how much more popular this kind of stuff got. Now, if you work for a company with more than 500 employees, there is a very, very good chance that some form of surveillance software is on your work device or multiple devices. Different types of surveillance software can take pictures of everything on your screen. They can track every keystroke you make, log your emails and messages, note how long you spend on certain websites or apps, and even make video or audio recordings of you at home.
This is on your private computer?
Nope, this is a work computer. And so, because most companies provided computers to send home with their, you know, with employees, and so this is something that, you know, probably is happening with my husband's computer. He works for a big company, and who knows, there's probably on his work laptop, there could easily be some software on there. And it's not easy to find either. And once you do find it, you can't do anything with it because you can't get rid of it because you're not authorized to do that. So the best advice, tech experts say, use a separate personal laptop and phone for any personal activities or any communications at home. Don't use your work computer. Also, you may want, and this is where it gets creepy, you should probably find a private space in your home where your work issued devices cannot see or hear what you and your family are doing in case the recording software is installed. Now, the other thing is, you know, if you are on a work computer and then you go and check your Gmail, your personal email,
everything that pops up on the screen that you're reading, which could be very personal, you know, and this is, could be anything in your personal life that you wouldn't want someone to know. If this software goes in and can kind of like routinely take snapshots and screen grabs of what's on your screen, your personal information could be grabbed and sent to your employer. So it's really important that you maintain separate everything. Don't check your personal email when you're on a work device, especially if you work for a larger company. Now, smaller companies are doing this too. It's just sort of more of a given. If it's the larger company, they keep track of all of their inventory
computers. Is it just on the info?
Well, they say, they analyze how, you know, productivity rates. Now, you know, typical, the employers are saying, oh, well, this can benefit the employees, because if we see that they're logging in late at night, then maybe we've given them too much work to do. Okay.
Sure. I'm falling for that. And there's going to be an eighth day to the week coming up next year by that one, too. All right, in a moment, there's a big bet with big tech. Let's figure out what that's about after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, so what's the big tech big bet, Victoria?
Well, tech companies were among the very first to send workers home, and essentially a lot of tech companies have vast numbers of jobs that can be done fully remotely from home. However, the interesting development is that they're still betting that offices will be the future. Tech companies held 36 of the 100 biggest office leases in 2021. That's actually an increase up from 18 in 2020, and so that amounts to 11 million square feet of office space, so it looks like big tech thinks that the future will be back in the office.
And Amazon's building warehouses everywhere as well, so that's pushing up rents back to where they were. 59 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.